Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good.
I know that you're an athlete and a biker and things, but we're going to talk today about a particular foot problem. We know that 40 million people regularly run in the United States. We also know the incidence of lower extremity injuries ranges from 20 to 80% in any given year. And we know that the most commonly injured part of the body is the one that you've had the most problems with, which is your knee. But today we're going to talk about the foot. Lots of problems with the foot, but plantar fasciitis is the most common cause of foot pain in runners. The symptom is usually pain on the plantar region of the foot. It increases when you sort of push off the ground while either walking or running, and there's very often sort of very specific point tenderness. Unfortunately, the etiology for plantar fasciitis remains, at least to me and in my reading, a little bit unclear. It can be attributed to training errors and biomechanical problems, but they were not very well defined. Anyways, much more common in older people and much more common in heavier athletes. You've chosen a poem from a leading orthopedic journal, the Scandinavian Journal of Medical Science and Sports.
Quit making fun of the Swedes, and I promise I'm not going to do a Swedish accent when I do this one. This is a great study. This is one of those true practice changers, something, you know, we see all the time, patients coming in. You know, it's very common, particularly in our increasingly large society, for those people that are on their feet a lot, you know, waitresses and cops and people who are working in retail, working in a factory setting. Very common. Also, obviously, with athletes. I remember growing up when I was in high school, I ran track, and in college, and I basically lived with shin splints and plantar fasciitis for 6 months of the year because we would always begin our training in the high school parking lot on the concrete, you know, running around there for a month and making sure everyone was good and injured before we really got into track season. So, yeah, I think this is great stuff. These were Danish researchers. They had 48 patients. So it tells you something. They found a big difference in between the two treatments with only 48 patients, so it was a big difference. They were referred for physical therapy for plantar fasciitis. They all had at least 3 months of heel pain. Ultrasound confirmed that the fascia was thickened, so they really did have plantar fasciitis. They all got Thule's Polar Bear gel heel cups, which is one of the common things we do. And then they were randomized to one of two things. One was plantar-specific stretching, which is typically what I've recommended to my patients. And, you know, there are various ways to do it. One is to, you know, be leaning against the wall and then sort of gradually flex the knee forward, you know, flex the knee, move your leg forward and stretch that plantar fascia. The other was a strengthening regimen, and that turned out to be much more effective. The stretching was crossing the affected heel over the opposite knee and pulling the toes back and doing sets of 10 three times a day. The strength training, so this was the better one, was doing heel lifts from a raised platform with a rolled towel under the toes to cause maximum dorsiflexion. So you can get a picture of it, and I really encourage folks to find this article, but you can get a picture of it at tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/plantar strength. So tinyurl.com/plantar strength, and you can see what this looks like. It was a progressive regimen, so after a couple, they did sets of 12 three times a day with raising, holding for a few seconds, lowering, raising, lowering. And after a couple of weeks, they increased the load by wearing a backpack and then eventually increasing the number of sets, adding more books to the backpack, and basically progressively strengthening the plantar fascia. And so they, after 3 months, the scores in the strength training group were 29 points better than in the stretching group. At 6 months and 12 months, the stretching group kept improving, but the strength training group did much better much more quickly, and so, you know, less pain over time. So strength training is definitely the way to go. Worth learning this technique and being able to teach it to your patients.
Wow, but you need to buy a good backpack to carry
all those
books.
Some books. I love that. I mean, it's just so practical. It's not like here we would have some $5,000, you know, device that made by some device manufacturer that's filled with, you know, chilled water or something. And, you know, it's just a backpack with some books. I love it.
Right. I mean, the question is, what's going to happen in 5 or 10 years? You're going to have to load them with everybody's Kindle? Or?
Yeah, exactly. Well, books? What's a book? What's a book? What's a book? Oh, sorry.
One other quick question, Mark, and I may be an outlier here, but I'm not familiar with Thule's Polar Bear Gel Heel Cups. Are those just cushion pads, or what are they?
Yeah, it's just a little gel cup. I've seen those around before. I think they're bluish. And, you know, and I don't think it has to be that Thule's Polar Bears particularly, just any sort of gel heel cup just to provide a little cushioning. Another thing that what I've always told my patients, and I, again, this is not necessarily evidence-based medicine, it's personal-based medicine because I've struggled with this so much, is, you know, don't go barefoot. I encourage my patients to not go barefoot, to not wear flip-flops, which is a very common thing among, you know, kids these days. So things like Birkenstocks that have some arch support and proper arch support, I think, can be helpful at preventing recurrences of this. But, again, this hasn't been terribly well studied.
I think that my kids would rather die a painful death than be caught wearing Birkenstocks. Okay. Talk to you in a week.
See you then.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.